I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speculation is a waste of time. Russell's hurt. He's not available to us. I focus my energy on those that are available and their readiness. I just saw Justin, excited about maybe going through a complete week with him in terms of the preparation process. Russ is not scheduled to work in totality tomorrow. To what degree, I do not know. And then we'll play it by ear from there based on the results and the things that we see in terms of whether or not we consider him and to what degree we consider him.
So backup quarterbacks barely practice at all.
That's just a reality.
Now consider that Justin Fields is getting reps with the ones today. Russell's the backup, and an injured backup at that. I know that Tomlin always leaves the light on, and he said he'll let participation in the quality of work be the guide on whether or not Russ will get an opportunity this weekend. I don't think he's going to get much opportunity to even show anything these next few days, Doran. I know the way it goes. You know the way it goes. We know how Mike Tomlin's handled things in the past. They want to prepare their team to win. Justin Fields is the one today. Russell's not even going to have an opportunity to work himself up into being the one for Thursday and Friday, I don't think.
No. Not in the capacity that he's probably going to practice today. Unless, like, he goes in, he's in there right now and says, like, okay. They put him through a workout like in about an hour. It's like, okay, let's see what you can do. Let's see you sprint. Let's see you drop back. Let's see you do all these things. Unless he can go do that without limping or out feeling anything, then there's no way that he can gain that momentum throughout the next couple days to be the starter.
Right, because what's he going to do? Throw four passes today?
Right.
In team stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe not even that.
Not even, yeah.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Text just pouring in, Doran. And you can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Danny Smith would kick your ass, Crowley.
For sure.
Yep. Crowley, you could take out Mike McDaniel.
Maybe. That'd be a good one.
That'd be my best chance.
He'd probably outsmart you, though.
I'm smart.
Are you smarter than him? Well, didn't he? He went to Princeton.
I'll be smart in December and January and then come back to me. I'm smart 24/7, 365, 366 on leap year.
Yeah.
Tweet, what do you think, guys? Can Crowley take out Rodrigo Blankenship? See, the kickers are tough because they can kick.
Right.
Like, all he needs to do, dude, he could shatter my leg.
Yes.
With his leg.
Mm-hmm. Or your chin.
No. Oh. You think he can get his foot up that high? Punters could.
Yeah, he could.
How pissed should Russ be about the blocking sled? Because a lot of non-football players like myself have talked about this. You're a football player. You've seen and gone through a lot of these conditioning tests to determine whether or not guys have to go on the pup or not to begin training camp. So how out of the norm is it, Doran, to see a quarterback have to push a blocking sled? How big of a bleep up was this for the Steelers?
Huge. Huge. Everything is so individualized nowadays with the training. And, I mean, I can't believe that they have everybody doing the same thing with their conditioning tests. Like, I could see if it was gassers or if it was, like, run 100-yard sprints. That's a little bit different. But to have him pushing a sled, I'd be so upset. When does he need to push a sled?
What
does that do for him?
I agree. He's not out there blocking.
No.
He's not out there tackling. He's running around and throwing a football. You got to be tough. I get it. I put it out there on Twitter yesterday. Not dramatic to say that a ridiculous physical conditioning test may cost Russell Wilson his last best shot at being a starting quarterback in the NFL. I believe that. Are you laughing because I said starting?
Starting.
Yeah. If Justin Fields goes out there, and this is possible, throws four touchdowns, runs around 50 yards, something like that, Russ is not going to start the following week. You'd be stupid to start Russ the following week. What if Justin Fields keeps winning ball games, even if he's not playing well? Mike Tomlin, addicted to winning. They may well have cost him his chance to be a starting quarterback again in the NFL. Doesn't mean his career's over. If he's a good soldier this year and he sits there and he's a helpful teammate to Justin Fields, he's a captain, which makes this whole thing odd. He can go and be a backup someplace else.
Yeah, but he'll never be a starter.
He's
initially.
Never going to be a starter again, man. And all because he's blocking. And you know what I got hit with? A ton of people saying, if he can't push the blocking sled without his calf going out, there's bigger problems. I think both can be true. Yes, it is a bad sign that a 36-year-old gets hurt the first thing he does in training camp. I can agree with that. But he also still never should have been doing it.
Right.
And from what I heard, and I've been told by capital P people this, the previous strength staff with Marcel Pasteur, who everybody loved there, and I like the guy, really cool guy, they pushed them out because there were too many soft tissue injuries.
Yes.
And in the first ever drill, the first ever physical fitness thing, you have a soft tissue injury to the guy that had pole position to be your starting quarterback. Regardless of whether or not it says bad things about Russ's physical condition, it was a stupid thing to ever have him do. And I think a black mark upon this strength staff. And I think if I'm Russell Wilson, man, I would be absolutely seething.
Yeah.
I would be furious, especially because you're playing the Denver Broncos this week.
Yeah.
And your injury is the same one that you suffered earlier on in training camp.
And it's not like Russell Wilson doesn't take care of himself. I mean, he puts out videos all the time. Like, he's a guy, he's a worker.
Yes.
He's a worker. And for that to happen, I mean, he obviously wasn't training to push a sled. He was training specific ways to play the quarterback position to be in the best shape possible. I'd be very, very, very upset about what had transpired.
Someone texted in, do you think Wilson volunteered to push the sled?
Maybe.
I could see that. Because he is that guy.
Right.
Cam Hayward's doing it. I'm a captain. Bang!
Mm-hmm.
I could see that. I don't know why that hasn't been asked of, why that wasn't asked yesterday of Mike Tomlin.
But it shouldn't even have been in, it shouldn't even have been a situation where he had a chance to volunteer. He should have been doing something else to do a conditioning test.
Quarterbacks.
Yeah. Everybody separate.
You guys, yeah. Right. Because you're not regular guys. Like, did Cameron Johnson have to push the sled, the punter? Like, did Chris Boswell have to push the sled?
But even if they did, a true strength staff understands that everybody is position specific. A true strength staff doesn't have everybody doing the same thing.
Right.
If you want to test in a endurance drill that you need to pass, have everybody do their specific thing. Like D lineman, you have to do, you know, 15 10-yard sprints because you're not going to run 40.
Right. Go run around real fast for a minute. Come back, drop back, throw some balls.
Yeah, this isn't 1995.
Right, they're not doing Oklahoma drills.
But, you know, this is ridiculous where everybody did the same thing because it's like, oh, we got to get tough. We got to get in shape. Let's just run. Like, nah.
Do you think Ben would push the damn blocking sled?
There's no chance.
If the Boston College strength staff, which is who they've hired, comes up in here and Ben is the quarterback and he's 36 years old and they say, Ben, get on the sled. You know what he does? He goes back to the dorm and drinks 15 Busch Lights.
He's not, yes.
He ain't doing it.
No.
And I crack on Ben a lot, knowing full well, in my opinion, he's the best quarterback in franchise history. In this instance, he wouldn't have been stupid enough to do it. You think Tom Brady pushes the sled? Maybe he's a bad example because he's also a freakazoid, but I doubt it. Do you think Andy Reid is having his strength and conditioning staff ask Patrick Mahomes to push a blocking sled?
No.
And he has Mahomes playing preseason games. He ain't doing that. You think that Jim Harbaugh, who's a real weirdo, is having Justin Herbert go out there and push a blocking sled? I've never heard of such things.
What is it to prove? There's nothing to prove with that.
They wanted to test his calves out, and clearly he failed.
Yes.
Like, what?
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
Like, do you think that they might argue that they wanted to weed it out? Like, let's see if the old man can really hold up over the rigors of the 17-game season.
That wouldn't make any sense. That wouldn't make any sense. At that level, you need everybody.
What did you do back in the day?
Gassers.
Just run.
Yeah. Gassers.
What is that? So,
But everybody was in their specific group. Like, there's skilled, big skilled, and then there's bigs. And big skill, I was in a big skill that's like linebackers, tight ends. And we had a different time than the skilled players. Like, we had to finish in you know, what, 20-some seconds. The skill players had to finish in 15-some seconds. Mm. The big guys had to finish in 40 seconds because it was specific. They're like, you're bigger. You're not going. If your body tries to keep up with the smaller guys, it's probably not going to. It'd probably be like, no. Like, it was very, and that was a while ago.
Right.
This situation blows my mind that we're in 2024 with so many specific trainers out there and how specific positions are that guys train, that the team, you know what they did? You know, I know exactly what they did. They brought that stupid, you know what, college mentality to the pros. And I've seen that happen a bunch of times, and that never works.
Nope.
It never works. I don't care if it's from the head coach mentality. I don't care if it's from assistant coach mentality. I don't care if it's from a strength staff mentality. The college mentality does not work in the pros. And that's what they did. They're like, we're college. Everybody's going to do the same thing. And, you know, those guys are 20 years old, 19 years old. That doesn't work in the pros.
Right, and you need to motivate them. And you got a 90-man scholarship roster. Yes. You got 120 guys out there. So you lose someone to a conditioning test, you lose someone to a conditioning test. We got NIL money, we bought the next kid. It's ridiculous. It's stupid. I am hoping, honestly, that Russ decided to do it himself. Because if not, the strength and conditioning staff should have been fired already.
Yes.
Like, I just can't believe that this happened, that this is where we are. And also, you think Kenny Pickett's happy? Probably not. If I'm Kenny Pickett, I'm looking at this going, if I would have known about the blocking slide, I probably would have stuck around.
I'm sure he's happy.
Because he doesn't have to deal with gestures wildly.
Correct.
Everything. Tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. It is 7:14. Time to stop blindly paying those increasing auto and home insurance premiums. Contact the Buell Insurance Agency in Gibsonia and see what they can do for you. Coming up next, we will get back into the quarterback at 7:35. You don't ever really want to stray too far from it on a day such as this. But another injury might open the door to someone we've been talking an awful lot about, Doran. And we'll tell you who and what it might mean when we come back.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dan Moore Jr. dealing with a swollen ankle, Doran.
Uh-oh. Tackle controversy.
I like that. You dragged your fart over here. I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring it up onto the air, but it smells so bad.
That wasn't me. That was Callus.
Callus is in another room.
He was just in here.
We put him in there so that this doesn't happen.
It seeped through the door.
It's seeping into my brain right now.
I'm just glad we have cameras so I can prove that I wasn't in that room in the last 20 minutes.
Are you eating?
Yeah.
See?
My wife came home yesterday from Trader Joe's, I've already said. And there's these things there called perfect bars. I love them. Peanut butter, a little chocolate. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like 300 calories, protein. Good for a morning snack. A little breakfast.
Yeah.
People get it. She brought home a pumpkin one. And I said, baby, did you bring this pumpkin one home for you? And she said, yes. And I said, you can't be dangling it in front of my face and not let me have it. So I woke up earlier than she did. She just woke up now, 3.5 hours after me. I stole that thing right out from under her nose.
Yeah, you did. I saw it this morning.
Yep, crushed
it. Messed up.
It was delicious. You got her strike, man.
But she wasn't, like, taunting you with it, was she?
She knows. I'm the pumpkin guy. So you can't just buy one and then tell me it's yours. Buy seven.
I think she's very witty and very smart. She probably did buy seven and probably knew that you were going to bite on that one, and you took the one, and she still has six.
I bet you she did hide some.
She did hide some.
Yeah. She's a lot smarter than I am.
Uh-huh.
Think that is something a lot of people can relate to. This significant other talk brought to you by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. We talked about this on Monday, like, or yesterday, or both. Dan Moore Jr. had played well enough to not get benched unless one of the tackles got hurt. And now you got a swollen ankle for Dan Moore Jr. and Troy Faltanu practiced last week, presumably going to practice this week. I think it's going to happen. I think we're going to have ourselves a little Faltanu on the right, Broderick Jones on the left, Doran. I mean, you got a swollen ankle. He's not going to practice today. Maybe in a limited capacity. I don't know. You tell me. Your ankles have been swollen.
Well, I mean, how do you feel about that with Broderick Jones not getting many reps at left tackle, and now you're moving him to left tackle whenever you were top three in pass protection in the NFL as an offensive line?
I think that Arthur Smith is going to protect this line no matter who's on this line. Mm. I feel a lot better about the line today than I did before the game because they ran two tight ends out there or more 59% of the time. I think they graded out so well in pass protection for a couple of reasons. That, because of the personnel, and because I think they did a good job. I'd have to go look back and see the exact number. I think they did a good enough job staying ahead of the chains to where you're not dropping back, seven-step drop, third and 12. And I think Arthur Smith's offense is designed to do both things. And I happen to believe that Broderick Jones is a good run blocker. And I think Troy Faltano should be a good run blocker. You're going to do a lot of that. Might as well just do it now. Now's the opening, right? Like, you could do kind of the Justin Fields thing here with Dan Moore Jr. I know they like Dan Moore more than we like, or at least I like Dan Moore. However, they don't like him that much. They drafted two tackles, for goodness sakes.
True.
So now's the opportunity where you don't have to embarrass a guy that you care about, that you like, that by all accounts is a good guy. You don't have to embarrass him. His ankle swelled up. Play the other guy. I think we're going to see it, dude.
Do you?
I do.
All right.
Now, today, the practice report will come out. If Dan Moore is limited and then he practices in full tomorrow, you're going to see Dan Moore.
Yes.
But if he's limited all week long, I think that opens the door for Troy Faltano, and you are going to see Broderick Jones on the left. Mike Tomlin brought it all up in his press conference yesterday.
So, Broderick Jones, Spencer Anderson, Zach Frazier, James Daniel, and then Troy Faltano. Wow.
And I'll tell you why I'm okay with it. Apart from what I had already said about Arthur Smith being, I think, good for the offensive line, Mike Tomlin in his career is, 24-6 against rookie quarterbacks in his career. The only two head coaches with a better record since 1950 are two Hall of Famers, Don Shula at 22-4 and Hank Stram at 14-3, and that's minimum 15 games. This from Tony Holtman Escarino from NFL Senior Research. Want to give him credit for that. You know, I didn't pull all those numbers myself.
No.
So Tomlin 24-6 against rookie quarterbacks. I don't really think that Bo Nix is a good rookie quarterback either. And so I think you're going to win the game. So let's see a little Troy Faltano.
I was about to say, what's that got to do with the offensive line?
Yeah, I think you have, good point. I think you have some wiggle room here. It's not like you're playing Albany. It's not like you're playing Kent State, right? But you should be able to go on the road and take care of business here. And plus, if Dan Moore Jr., who I'm not crazy about as a player already, is now banged up and not 100%, why do I want my left tackle to be not at 100%, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
24-6 against rookie quarterbacks.
Pretty good.
How about, and I don't have the exact statistic here off the top of my head, but yards per completion, Bo Nix, this was like the worst a rookie has ever had in his debut.
Really?
And we know rookies get protected all the time. Like, you're not trying to take a lot of deep shots. They didn't call, like, any. He threw everything at or near the line of scrimmage.
Yeah.
And he threw for, like, 100-some yards on, like, 40-some attempts. Just, you're not gonna do anything against this particular Steelers defense. Not pushing the ball down the field at all.
Mm-hmm.
What were we talking about? Offensive line?
Yeah.
And what am I talking about? Bo Nix?
Yeah.
Not pushing the ball down the field.
Right.
Imagine that. A topic, and then talking around the topic and bringing up something else.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Rookie quarterback.
Would never.
Tomlin's record against rookie quarterbacks.
24-6.
And then two other coaches since 1950.
Don Shula, records. Pretty good.
Yeah.
Texter, make sure Callis cleans the booth. It wasn't Callis.
Yes, it was.
It's mostly me when that happens, too, by the way.
Yes, you and Callis. You mix it together.
Mm. It's like that fat bastard quote.
Yes. The other people's cooking. It's not their cooking. That plus crap.
That wasn't fat bastard.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. What's fat bastard then? That 100% is.
I got a turtle head poking out that could choke a donkey. Like that.
Yeah.
I just don't think it was one of your better impressions. Do it again.
No.
Isn't he? What is he, Australian or something?
He's Irish.
Oh, no. He's. What is he? It doesn't matter. Coming up next, what does Justin Fields have to do, Doran, in your opinion, to take this job for good? All right, so Callis has locked himself in the bathroom, which is quite funny based on where the conversation went in the last segment, where someone cracked one, and you alleged that it was Callis. I alleged that it was you, and then he immediately runs to the bathroom.
So?
Point Doran.
There you go.
Point Doran. All right, I'd love to throw the phone number out there, but we got nobody to answer this thing. 412-928-9370, though, is the number. At some point, Callis will be back to answer the phones. We hope in short order. And the question is this. All right, it seems way more likely than not that Justin Fields is going to start on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. What's he need to do to make this job his for the future? And by the future, I mean week three.
Be efficient with the football. Call his own plays. Audible. Not, you know, calls in plays, meaning like, okay, like I'm getting to the line, I'm checking in, I'm checking out of things, I see the defense, I know what I'm going against, getting the ball out quick whenever there's blitzes, getting guys in the right situation, and then ball.
You gave
touchdowns.
That's a, okay, good. I was going to say, you gave the football guy answer, giving the details, the audibles, and the check with me's, and this and that, the other, and I agree with all those things. I need to see the ball in the dang end zone. I'll simplify for myself, because that's all I can handle. Put the dang ball in the end zone, because I think that Mike Tomlin still believes what he said in the press conference the Thursday before the first game week, that Russ is the starting quarterback. I know he didn't say it yesterday. I think he's giving himself wiggle room, but I think he still thinks Russ gives them the best chance. And the reason I think he thinks that is because Justin Fields goes out in game one, doesn't turn it over, but they don't score touchdowns. He knows Russ isn't going to turn it over. Russ isn't a turnover guy. Russ had 8 interceptions last year. He knows, bare minimum, he gets that from Russ. I think he thinks Russ will put the ball in the end zone more. So for me, I think Justin has to do both of those things on Sunday. No more of the fumbled snap nonsense. No interceptions. And he's thrown picks in his career. No picks, no fumbles, and score points. That's the recipe. If he simply goes out there and they win 18-10 again or 17-12 or something like that, right? I think he'll go back with Russ in week three.
Yes.
But here's a text from Chris Adamson. Hello, Chris. Not a good judgment game. Denver's a mess. If you go out and throw 3 touchdowns, that's not something we've seen the last few years.
On the road.
On the road. When's the last time I got, did, I forget already. Did Russell, or excuse me, did Mason Rudolph throw for 3 touchdowns in a game at any point last year?
I don't think so.
I don't think he did either.
He had 2 against Seattle, right?
Mason Rudolph game log. We could play a Paul pause here, but our producer's gone. Where are you, Nicholas? Help us. Paul pause. Do 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 do.
I don't think he did.
Do 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 do. Nope. He threw 2 in the Cincinnati game.
Okay.
He threw none in the Seattle game.
Oh.
But they put up 30 points. I thought he played really well. He played great in the final 3 games of the season. He played okay in the playoff game. Point is, I don't care who you play. I don't care if you play Carolina. By the way, who are they going to beat this year?
Nobody.
0-16. They play 17 games. They'll find one. I just don't know where they're going to find it. That team is awful. Anyhow, if they play Carolina this week, I don't want to hear that's not a good barometer, because we haven't seen a Steeler throw 3 touchdowns in forever since Ben Roethlisberger was walking up and down the field. So if Justin Fields goes out and puts the ball in the end zone 3 times, you're telling me that because Denver stinks, in your opinion, that that's not good enough? Come on.
Yeah.
If he throws 3 tutties, he's playing next week. And we're going to do this whole rigmarole again, and you're either going to have to pretend like Russ is still hurt, or you're going to just have to say Justin Fields is our guy. I see zero chance on God's green earth that that guy goes in there, throws 3 touchdowns, and doesn't get the next game.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now going to look at Justin Fields' game log, because he's thrown 3 touchdowns in the game.
He definitely did last year. I remember watching the game, and his offensive line held up, and he was able to sit back in the pocket and do his thing.
Isn't it funny that the biggest knock on Justin Fields was that his record was 10-28? Like a lot of the Kenny defenders would say Kenny was 14-10. Justin Fields, 10-28. Guy can't win games. Then he comes to Pittsburgh and he manages the game beautifully. Beautifully. What a difference coaching makes. I need to find this game log. Give me a game log. Oh, you know what I did? It's because I clicked the wrong thing.
Of course.
Shockingly.
Of course.
All right, Justin Fields had two games last year, back-to-back. Listen to this. Four touchdowns, one pick.
Mm-hmm.
You know who he played in the first of those two games?
I do remember the game. Redskins? Or Redskins. The Commanders?
That was one of them. That was the second game. The first game, Denver.
Denver. Oh.
And they lost 31-28. See, that's the thing. That's what has never been fair about Justin Fields. This guy, he's 10-28. He put up 28 points and threw four touchdowns, had a quarterback rating of 132.7, ran, by the by, for 25 yards in the game, and still lost because the defense gives up 31. I mean, some of the games that he lost, man, you go, that's not on him. They played Detroit. Team was in the NFC Championship, had a quarterback rating of 105.2. 16-23, very efficient, protected the football, threw a touchdown, didn't throw an interception. They lose 31-26. Like that, I can't put that kind of stuff on him. Anyway, what does he need to do? 412-928-9370 to be named the Steelers starting quarterback going forward. I do think the ball needs to be in the end zone, and probably not just one time. Like, if he is...
No, it needs to be at least two or three.
I think in Mike Tomlin's mind, I know he didn't say that Russ, when healthy, is the starting quarterback. I think in Tomlin's mind, he needs to see Justin Fields be spectacular in
this
game.
Yes, and he should be. So if you're going against a team that, you know, what the texter said that, oh, it's just the Denver Broncos, then he has to do it in this game.
Mm-hmm.
He has to. He has to take over the game. They have to significantly win this game because of him.
I think the Steelers' offense is going to be on the field for 40 minutes in this game. They showed the ability to move the ball against Atlanta. I happen to think Atlanta is a superior defense to Denver, though Denver's defense isn't awful. And I just don't think that they're going to be able to sustain drives offensively. So I think Justin Fields is going to be out there a lot. And I think you let him go, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like I could see Tomlin saying, let's just not turn it over, and we're absolutely going to beat this rookie quarterback. I look at it the other way. You've got margin for error. Go out there. Let Justin be. Justin, let this be the real, true test of whether or not he can be your guy. Last week showed you that on a short week, he can come in and be a great backup quarterback for you. That's what last week showed me. If he goes in there and dominates, plays great football, you got to let him do that, though, first. 412-928-9370. The calls are pouring in. What do you need to see for Justin Fields to be the starting quarterback moving forward? Sometimes when I'm bored during breaks, I go on Facebook, Doran. Today, not a good Facebook day.
Why?
That is a bad Facebook day.
Politics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad.
Everywhere, right?
Not here. And not everywhere because it's not here. We don't do it here.
No.
You come on here, you talk to us, you listen to us, you can escape from all of it. And we'd love you to do that with us every day.
Yes.
Up until the election and long after. We are steering clear, baby. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by... I got to get out of Facebook. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. The question at 412-928-9370 is, what does Fields need to do to take this starting job and make it his? And we got Troy in Mount Washington up. What's up, Troy? How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
You were kind of just going over what Justin Fields kind of showed you last year in back-to-back games. It's kind of like we forget what Rush showed us last year in that Jabroni's offense, that fraud's offense. Let's see in 5 weeks what the Denver's offensive stats are, and those fans are going to be clamoring for Russell Wilson to be back at that team. But to answer your question, what do I need to see from Justin Fields to know that he's my starter? The answer is I need to see Russ. I have to see Russell Wilson and what he brings to the table before I'm fully comfortable making Justin Fields my starting quarterback. That's why he's here. I mean, what are we going to do? Just wait until he has two bad games in a row or turns the ball over, and then we're like, all right, Russ, go ahead in. Let's get Russ in there as soon as he is ready to go. 80%, 85%, 90%. Ooh. I don't care. I want to see Russell Wilson on the field first.
Troy, you're a great caller and a great friend of the show, and thank you for calling in, and I think you make a lot of excellent points. But if Justin Fields goes out there and throws four touchdowns and runs for 50 yards and you win and you put up more points than you have since Ben Roethlisberger, I really don't think I need to see Russ.
Yeah, but can he do that consistently?
Well, then
you've seen Russ do it consistently. You've never seen Justin Fields in his career do it consistently. You just said two games right there. That's just two games that he did that. The other games, let's talk about the stats of the other games.
I don't want to.
Right.
No, you're absolutely right about that. I think clearly, though, you go out, you throw three touchdowns, four touchdowns, you put up points, you win the game. You give Justin Fields another opportunity, though, to see if he could do it a third consecutive time with a winning performance. I get exactly what Troy was saying there, though. Like, how can I feel totally comfortable saying Justin Fields is the guy that gives us the best chance to win if I don't know what Russell Wilson can do within this offense?
Mm-hmm.
I just think they're uniquely positioned right now to, Russ clearly isn't 100%. You milk it, make it seem like he's even worse if you have to, get Fields one more opportunity, and then, hey, look, it's just as likely he doesn't play well. It really is. And if he doesn't, then it's easy. You go right back to Russ. 412-928-9370. More callers coming in. We'll get to you over the course of the program. We're jam-packed the rest of the way, though. We've got Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette coming up next. We've got Doug Whaley for a full hour from 9 o'clock until 10. A lot to cover with Ray, and we will do so when we come back. But first, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500, 1.9% financing up to 36 months with approved credit through GM Financial. Full terms at sunchevy.com today. Ooh, high 85.
I'm John Aran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.